Until then, settle in for a couple of hours of comedy with Ian.
It's Thursday, the 19th of November. We made it, guys. There's only, what, I don't know, 12 more days until Christmas. Fantastic. Lots coming up tonight. Are you ready for laughs?
Welcome to the Comedy Club.
Welcome to the Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Coming up tonight, 10:30, impressions from John Coleshaw in The Secret World. At 11, Andy Hamilton stars in Old Harry's Game. And at 11:30, we hear from the Penny Dreadfuls. But first, Alex Horn and the Horn Section explore the body with music. It sounds disgusting. I, for one, will not be listening to this filth. And also the help of comedian Phil Jupitus and rapper Lady Likes. What a nice guy. Next week, Alex Horn and the Horn Section explore the theme of children with music and the help of comedian Doc Brown.
You're listening to The Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Impressions. We all think we can do them. None of them can. I've got two boys. They're 5 and 3. And for some reason, we started talking about Frank Spencer. Have a listen to this. They've never heard Frank Spencer. They've only just heard of him 30 seconds before. And listen to their brilliant impressions of Michael Crawford's classic character.
The cat's done a whoopsie. Can you say it?
The cat's done a whoopsie.
The cat's done a whoopsie!
Ooh, the cat's done a whoopsie!
That's two young lads doing impressions. How about some professionals? From Sir Alan Sugar to Boy George, John Coleshaw explores the bizarre private lives of famous people. This is from May 2009. The Secret World returns next week, exploring the lives of William Hague and Simon Cowell.
This is The Comedy Club.
The Comedy Club.
Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
I'm joined now by Mackenzie Crook off the telly and off of movies.
Hello.
So we've kind of known each other for ages, and I've there was that weird period as well when you were on the 11 o'clock show, which is a TV show I used to do, and you kind of were on it.
Yeah.
And I got the feeling, and I never had any inside information, that halfway through the series they were trying to push you out of it a bit.
Right. Yeah.
Because they were using you less and less, but we were living together, and so it was a weird kind of vibe.
See, strangely, I don't remember it ever being awkward or anything between us. I think when we first started the 11 o'clock show, there was three of us behind the desk, you, me, and Daisy Donovan.
Yeah.
And they very quickly realised they didn't need three people.
Yeah.
They just needed you and Daisy. And I went off and did sketches and dressed up in costumes. And I think I just understood it. I never felt like I was being pushed out. It's the way the show worked. And we had a great time doing that, living together and doing this three times a week live show. It was awesome.
It was. I wish I'd made more of it. I wasted the opportunity.
Yeah.
And then you went off and did like loads of different sketch shows and loads of stuff on TV. If you want, we can make this the first interview where we don't talk about The Office.
Let's do it.
Beautiful.
Have you just blown it there?
No. All right. No? Okay. We won't talk about the pirates thing. Then we won't mention that.
Okay. Yeah.
Done. but I do want to talk about Detectorists, because Detectorists, it is brilliant.
Thank you.
But it is brilliant, though. But do you, because sometimes when one is within something that other people think is really good, we can be quite judgmental. Do you know that it's brilliant?
I know that it's turned out exactly how I wanted it to turn out, and how I visualised it when I was writing it. And so I couldn't be happier, and... No, I mean, I am aware that other people like it, and it won, you know, won two BAFTAs last year, so that's just a brilliant confirmation of what I hoped was the case.
Because it's BBC 4, which is brilliant, but BBC 4 does, in my opinion, what BBC 2 used to do, and I worry that programmes like yours, by going on to BBC 4, my mum can't get BBC 4, so it's not a real channel. Do you know what I mean? That gold, like Detectorists, can kind of get lost a little bit.
But I think it might have helped. There's that thing, that phenomenon where people, you, feel they've discovered something if it's a little bit hidden, yeah. And then they, you know, hold it closer to their hearts because of that, and it's a word of mouth thing. And I do think that it sits very well on BBC Four in amongst all those documentaries about history and you know, those sort of nerdy documentaries. Yeah. It sits nicely amongst them. But yeah, the only thing is that it doesn't reach as many people as it perhaps would on other channels.
There have been kind of like, you've had the Charlie Cheese 11 o'clock show. Who was that teacher you did? Bagshaw. Was it, yeah. Barking? Was that?
Yeah, yeah.
The Office, obviously. Pirates. And you've kind of had like 6-7 different periods. I'm trying to phrase this. Different periods in your career where I imagine people would come up to you and say different things. Like when you're doing The Office, a bit people come up to you and talk about staplers and jellies and stuff like that.
Yep.
What do they come up and say to you now?
It's still a mixture of those. I still get the stapler and jelly, still get pirates. I get a bit of Game of Thrones.
Do you?
Yeah.
What were you in that?
I was in 5 episodes in season 3. I was would it mean anything to you?
No, but it'll make me laugh. I've never seen it. That's the Boobs and Dragons, isn't it?
Boobs and Dragons, exactly. I've forgotten what I was called. I was a wildling warg called Orel. Not Oral, Orel. So yeah.
And did you have boobs or sword?
No, I was dressed in leather and fur.
Okay, all right, nice. And what did you do?
I climbed an ice wall.
Wow, respect that. I respect that a lot.
Shit. And then I was slaughtered. But
did you have any magic powers?
Yeah, I could get into the mind of an eagle. What?
But you can do that in real life. That's why I'm laughing at the coincidence.
No, it wasn't. That's why they cast me, because I could actually do that and they could save on special effects.
Wow. Is there a specific thing that people say now about Detectorists when they come up to you? Found anything lately? I'm trying to think what they would say.
No, only a few people have recognised me from Detectorists, but when they do, it's they're almost emotional. It's like they come up and thank me from the bottom of their hearts.
No, it's nice.
Yeah, lovely sort of emotional response. Like I said, like, as if they discovered it themselves and it was their own little thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's really lovely.
You're right. It's things like that that I try and imagine if I discovered that your show as a younger man. You do kind of think... the thing that I don't get anymore, I don't really watch TV much anymore, is that thing of I get it with radio, actually, thinking you've stumbled on a little secret and that you're kind of... It's just you. You found your thing.
That's it. Yeah.
What's your next programme going to be? And where do you get your influences from?
I don't know. I'm going to be actively seeking employment as from a couple of weeks' time. We got to finish off the last episode of Detectorists, which is a Christmas special.
Yeah.
So we've got 3 more days to do on that. And then next year I want to write some more and direct some more. But
more Detectorists, or is that done?
Don't know. I honestly, at the moment, I don't know. I'm completely undecided whether I want to leave it there or do another series and leave it after a third one. But I do know that I found this some sort of momentum to write, and I'm enjoying it.
It's very nice to see you. You have to come around and see my new house. The boys want to see you, and that we need help identifying plants and bugs in our house.
I'm the man.
Because you're a naturist, aren't you?
Yes. I'm sitting here starkers as we speak.
Nice to speak to you, Mackenzie. Bye.
Bye.
This is the Comedy Club. The Comedy Club. Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Next up, Andy Hamilton, James Grout, Old Harry's Game. This is from 1998. This is so last century. Old Harry's Game returns next week.
This is the Comedy Club. The Comedy Club. Here on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Next up, it's the Penny Dreadfuls with Moore Brothers Faversham, the comedy trio's swashbuckling tale of Victorian Britain's greatest horror writer, Maximilian Faversham. More poetry from the Penny Dreadfuls at the same time next week. And hey guys, that's it, that's your lot from me. I've had fun hanging out with you while you go to the toilet, put your pyjamas on and get into your beds. Some of you aren't going to bed. Well, you're naughty and you're going to really regret that in the morning. I've been Ian Lee. Until next time, ta-ta.